Good morning to everyone, and also I would like to offer my respect and the greetings to and to say to everyone, to my brothers and sisters. So here, I think in this world, I think that what Master, what activities, what Master has been doing in this world, liberating so many millions of animals. Now, up to now, that is really, say, uncomparable. The holy deeds. There's no one in this world who, say, who say, you know. Could be this. So that's the most uncomparable, the holy deeds, incredible benefit to the animals, the most precious kind sentient being, the animals, and this. One of the best means to bring peace in this world. Not only peace to the animals, but peace also to the human beings. That, Jose, so many, every time thousands of human beings engage in this this incredible virtuous, you know, activity, saving the life of others, those who are in the suffering. In Singapore, at the Amitabha Buddhist Center, so they have been liberating animals for last quite a number of years. So now, I don't know, 60, 70, maybe more, I think millions of animals, 70 millions of animals, they, up to now they have been liberating. So people who people who have cancer, they put some their name and the donations there. So when they do that, even from the West, from far, because some see in the West, there's not so much opportunity to say to do this. Say not very common to do this. So then they see. Because they have some sickness, something, so then they send the names, you see, the Amitabha Buddhist Center there. So there happened quite a number of people whose cancer recovered by, you see, the participating, the liberating animals. So I think what it is that when you, so when you benefit, you see, your good karma, the helping others, you see, causing long life. So naturally, the karmic result, you see, it affects to you that have a long life. There's no question. So even the cancer, those things, you see, those terminal cancers with the life-threatening cancer sicknesses get covered. So these things have been happened. So there's an incredible, unbelievable marriage, a good karma, is one of the source of creating good luck. You see, it is said in sutra, requested to Buddha by Lord Jyatso. Sutra requested by Lord Jyatso. There it says, the generating bodhicitta and the compassion to others, and saving the lives of others, and practicing dharma. So these, the benefits of this, the all the past, numberless past, present, future Buddhas, even they explain for eons, can never finish explaining. So there, one of this, one of that is, you see, saving the lives of others, and such as, you know, compassion to others. So this is the master, unbelievable kindness is for giving us, giving all of you us opportunity, and that we incredible good luck. You see, unbelievable fortunate to have us to able to engage in this. The saving the lives of others and to generate compassion to others, and especially when we do as a group together, it is more power. It is said by Lama Atishas, the great pandit. You see. The holy being who brought Buddha Dharma in Tibet, who met Buddhism in Tibet pure. The Buddha taught 84,000 teachings, a remedy to 84,000 delusions. So in Tibet, the one time there was a problem that, degeneration, and some people, you see, those who are practicing tantra, they think they can't practice sutra, and they think those who practice sutra, they can't practice tantra. So they find there's been misunderstanding, and you see, as a hot and cold, you see, one person can't practice the whole entire teaching Buddha. So then. So the king of Dharma, king of Tibet, Lama Yeshiva, invited Lama Disha in Tibet. The Dharma king of Tibet, Lama Yeshiva, he went to look for gold. He sent many offerings of gold like this. So he did one time to invite Lama Disha, but it didn't happen. Again he went to look for gold to make offering to Lama Disha to invite from India to Tibet to give teachings, to eliminate the misunderstandings. One place, so the irreligious king of that place, they put the Dharma king in the prison, and then the Dharma king, Lama Lama Yeshiva's nephew, Changjue, they went to see the irreligious king, and they offered all the gold that the Dharma king has found, and then the irreligious king said, you know, by piling up the gold, it reached up to the neck, you see. Then he said, still I need the size of the head, gold, you see. So then the nephew went back to the prison and told the king. And then the king said, don't give him even one handful of gold to the king. You must send all this gold to India, offer Lama Disha, to invite Lama Disha in Tibet to spread Dharma in Tibet, see, to make the teaching pure, I see. So then one translator, Nakso Latsawa, maybe that. So went to India, Nalanda, so with all the offering, with all the gold offerings, and to invite Lama Disha. At that time, there was no car road, you see, nothing. So many months I had to walk on the foot through the forest and mountains like this. So it takes a long time. And so the Dharma King of Tibet, Lama issue, sent message, told the nephew that I'll give up my life, you know, for the sentient beings in Tibet, you know, to spread Dharma, I'll give up my life. And passes message to the Lama Disha that may I ever meet you in next lives. So the king passed away in the prison. And then, so the translator, Nakso Latsawa, so finally reached in Nalanda, India, where there's a great monastic university where there are many hundreds of great pandit scholars and highly attained beings. There are Shanti Deva and so many other great scholars, highly attained beings. So the translator finally met Lama Disha and explained all the difficulties in Tibet and the misunderstanding in Tibet and about the teachings. If one practices sutra, one can practice sutra. If one practices sutra, one can practice sutra. So the misunderstandings, and the king, you know, look for gold to my offering Lama Disha, and he passed in prison, all that thing. So then Lama Disha, he listened to everything. So he said he understood. Then he asked Tara, like this is Konyen, which is the embodiment of all the Buddha's holy actions. So Lama Disha always checked with Tara before he did, you know, any important thing before he decides. So then he asked Tara, and Tara said, so he asked Tara, if I went in Tibet, you see, whether it will be beneficial or not. So Tara said that your life will be beneficial in Tibet, highly beneficial, but your life will be 7 years shorter. So then Lama Disha said, I don't care if my life becomes shorter, but if it's beneficial, I'll go to Tibet. Then, because Lama Disha is very needed in India, you see, even for the Narendra University and the general people in India, very needed. So he was like the crown of those, you see, they're amongst the great scholars, highly attained beings in Narendra. So if the abbot of Narendra knew, then we wouldn't let Lama Disha to go. So Lama Disha is very skillful. So he showed the aspect of going for pilgrimage to Nepal, and then through Nepal, then went to Tibet. So then, when he reached Tibet, the nephew of the king came to receive Lama Disha. And then nephew requested Lama Disha, we Tibetans are very ignorant, so please give the teachings on refuge. And the karma. I didn't ask for very high teachings, like emptiness and so forth, you see, or initiations like that, you know, it didn't request. So, tons of teachings, you see. So the Lama, that made Lama Disha so happy, you know, because he asked, you know, the fundamental teaching, you see, the karma and the refuge. So then Lama Disha, you see, because of the difficulty, all the misunderstandings, so Lama Disha wrote, you see, the Lam Dun, the Lama of the Path to Enlightenment. So 84,000 teaching Dharma, the teachings, which includes the liturgical teachings, the Hinayana teachings, you see, the path to achieve liberation from samsara. And then so the Paramedana teaching, the Mahayana teaching sutra, the Mahayana teaching tantra, taught by Buddha, he integrated all these teachings into the this Lamrim, the stages path to enlightenment. So within some number of pages, you see, and it's made simple, and all the teachings, he set it up, ranged for one person's gradual practice to achieve enlightenment, nothing contradictory. And so whatever Buddha, different teaching, whatever Buddha taught, no contradictory for one person, gradual practice to achieve enlightenment. So so the title of Lamrim, or the stage of path to enlightenment, this happened after Lama Desha wrote the Lama the Path to Enlightenment. So this is like in Christian Bible, so this is like the Lamrim, is it like that? So very condensed teaching. So after Lama Desha wrote this, then all the doubts, all the misunderstandings completely cut, eliminated, and then made teaching into very, very pure, like that, you see. So then so many beings, they learned and they practiced the actualized path, and became, so many beings become Bodhisattva, by Bodhicitta, so many beings become enlightened. So up to now, Tibetan from other countries, you see, so this met so easy, how to go, met so easy that how to go about enlightenment. And, you know, that you see, here, by learning the Lama the Path of Enlightenment, then you learn the heart of the whole entire Dharma. You see, so like that. So now, what I'm going to say is the Gautama tradition started from Lama Desha. Yeah? So Lama Desha Guru is Lama Silingba, the root guru, you see. He has 157 gurus, yeah? So the Gautama, his followers called Gautama Geshes. So three groups of Gautama Geshes happened. The Lamrimpa, you know, who achieved enlightenment by studying the essential teachings of Buddha, the stage path of enlightenment, they call Lamrimpa. Then who achieved enlightenment by studying the teachings orally taught from the masters, you see. They put in practice, achieved enlightenment. So called the Mangapa. Then there are groups, Gautama Geshes, who achieve enlightenment by studying the extensive of scriptures, you see, the Shumbhava. So anyway, so the followers of Lama Desha or Gautama Geshe, so Gautama Geshe, they said in the teachings that, you see, there's differences. When you do prayer alone in your room, see, and then when you do prayer with the many groups, you see, with group, you're doing prayer together with the group, has so much power. You see, so whether it's 100 or whether 1,000, you see, so much power. You know, if you do it with a group, you see, so much power. So like that. So here today, you see, today and all the other times, you see, so many people do together. You see, the saving the lives of others. So that your good karma is so much powerful, unbelievable powerful. So there's also a kindness of the masters, you know, that as many sentient beings have incredible opportunity to engage in this, you know, unconceivable, you see, this good karma. So, it is an incredible, qualities of Bodhisattva. So such a, doing this only time temple is always this practice done, see, the saving the lives of others. So that which gives opportunity to so many thousands, you see, people to say this, engage in the virtuous action that which has, you see, the inconceivable benefits, as mentioned in sutra request by Lord Dr. Jyazu, so that. So now here I would like to mention something that how this is so important. So now, all these fish, all these creatures, you see, the chickens or whatever different form, you know, that they have. However, all these thousands of them that we are liberating. So now, every single of these creatures, you see, so they are source of you see, every one of us, you see, here, you see, source of all the past happiness, present, all the future happiness. You have received, you know, all your happiness that received, you see, experienced in the numberless times in the past, you see, from beginningless samsara, received by their kindness. And all the present happiness, comfort, you see, even when you feel hot, cool air pass through, you feel comfortable, you see, even comforts, you see. Even the dream, you see. However, all the present happiness we receive by kindness of all these sentient beings. And all the future happiness we receive by their kindness. So they are most precious, say, most kind beings. On the top of this, we receive, say, the ultimate happiness, liberation from samsara. So besides all the happiness, of samsara, all the future happiness, besides that, we receive the ultimate happiness, liberation from samsara, we receive by the kindness, by this sentiment's kindness. All these creatures have liberated today, received by their kindness. And not only that, so by this, now even become more kind, more precious, sentient beings, more kind, more precious for us. Now on top of that, we achieve enlightenment. It's a great liberation, you see, the stage that which is a completion of all the qualities of cessation and the stages of the completion of all the realizations. So the fully enlightened mind, you see. So we receive this by kindness of each and every single these sentient beings. So now, you see, a much more precious, unbelievable kind, you see, for us. To tell you the how we receive all this past, present, future happiness and liberation, enlightenment, every single happiness we receive by their kindness. So I need to explain the logic behind, you see. So now so like this. That every, you see, all the happiness come from, you see, your, say, virtuous action, your virtuous thought, see. Every single happiness, whether temporary happiness, ultimate happiness, enlightenment, everything comes from your mind, your virtuous thought, okay? And the virtuous action. So your virtuous thought, you see, the action is action of Buddha. There are two actions of Buddha. One is within us sentient beings, one is possessed by Buddha, Buddha himself. So now, so once on, you see, the good karma, the virtuous thought, virtuous action, this. So this good karma, this came from Buddha. So this is Buddha's action, so it came from Buddha. So Buddha came from Bodhisattva. And Bodhisattva came from, you see, Bodhicitta. Bodhicitta came from great compassion. Great compassion is by depending on the existence of obscure, suffering, sentient beings. So, you see, the great compassion is generated by depending on the kindness of, each and every single, there are numberless obscure, suffering, sentient beings. So, the great compassion is generated by depending on each and every single, the obscure, suffering, sentient beings. So, therefore, now you can see, every one of us, all the past happiness we experience from beginning to the birth, present, all the future happiness, and the ultimate happiness, liberation from samsara, full enlightenment, everything we receive by kindness of each and every single obscure, suffering, sentient beings. So therefore, we receive every one of us here, all our past, present, future happiness we receive up to enlightenment, every is a realization, everything is a realization path, everything we receive by kindness of each and every single of these creatures, you see, each chicken or each fish or whatever, from each of them we receive. So you can see now, they are the most precious, most kind one in our life. Root of our happiness. So I would like to everyone to meditate a little bit in this, what I've just described, all your numberless past happiness from beginning to rebirth, sometimes rebirth received from them. So received from all the sentient beings, so therefore they came from them. This in the midst that we're liberating. And then all the present happiness received from by their kindness. Then all the future happiness, all the future samsara happiness received by their kindness. Then on top of that, the ultimate happiness, liberation from samsara received, see that you will achieve in the future came from the advantage of their kindness has received by their kindness. Then great liberation enlightenment one has to receive what we will attain. That comes from them, by their kindness. So we reflect, we meditate on this, reflect how they're so precious, so kind, just 1 minute, just like that. Now we extend this kindness of others to all the sentient beings, then. to all the sentient beings, numberless hell beings, numberless hungry ghosts, animals, human beings, sura, asura, intermediate state, to everyone, then, we receive all the past, present, future, past happiness, present, future happiness, we receive from them. And then liberation from samsara, fully enlightenment, all. We receive by their kindness, everyone is so precious. Now, including the person whom you hate, who hate you, who criticize you, who is angry to you, who harm you. So, then especially including that, remember that person in the heart, in your heart. And so especially think that from that person I receive all the numberless past happiness from him or her, and all the present happiness from him or her, all the future happiness, from this person,
And then I receive all liberation from samsara, the ultimate happiness, you see, that, you know, this everlasting happiness I receive from by her, his kind, you know, by this person's kindness. Then enlightenment, you see, the peerless happiness I receive by kindness of this person. So this person's the most precious, most kind one in my life. So now here, you have total positive view of this person in your life, you see. Now here, you see, before you have a negative look, negative label, you put negative label to this person, and you see, negative say, appearance, and you see, you look at this person negative, you see. That because what this person, you know, what this person is angry to me, you see. Just relating to this life now, you see, in this life now, what the person did to me, you see, angry or bad treat me, disrespect me, criticize me, you see, related to present situation, this life, you see. So then our mind interpret negative, you see, that's bad, you know, because what the person does, you see, it harms, you see, because it harms to your attachment, you know, to your ego, self-cherishing thought. So then you, because you, why you think it's bad, the person angry to you, criticize you, bad to you, why you think it's bad? Because that time, you see, you're friend of your attachment, you're friend of your ego, self-cherishing thought, you see. So while you're a friend of attachment and ego, self-cherishing thought, then you see, what this person having anger to you, disrespect, everything, see, then bad. But it hurts the ego. It hurts your self-cherishing, it hurts your attachment. So then, because you are not against him, you are a friend with him. So then you see, like you are joining with a party, you see, who thinks those other groups are bad, you see, similar. So when you become a friend of them, so same, you do the same thing, you see, like other person. So here, so by yourself being friend of attachment and the self-cherishing, then because what the person does, it hurt the attachment, self-cherishing thought, you see. So think bad, you see. Interpret bad, put a negative label, then appear negative, bad, then you see it's bad, you see. So like that, or enemy, you see, like that. So that's the according view of attachment and self-cherishing thought. So if you're a friend with the bodhicitta, you know, the thought cherishing other sentient beings, if you're a friend of compassion, you see, if you're a friend of contentment, you see, opposite attachment, you see, letting go, you see, attachment, you see, renunciation. So if you're with this pure mind, you see, if you're a friend with them, they wouldn't label, you see, in their point of view, this is not enemy. This is not enemy. You see, they don't label, this is negative, bad, you know, you see. So you don't see, so there's no negative label, so you don't see this is the enemy, the bad. So you don't see it that way. So, you see, in the view of wisdom, seeing emptiness, you see, in the view of wisdom, you don't see that. You don't see this enemy, bad, you see. So, in the view of your positive mind, you don't see this is bad, enemy, you see. Only in the view of attachment, you know, self-ego, self-change, don't you see the bad. So therefore, before, you see, like that, you know, what this person doing, angry, you know. So now, whatever the person does now, then, you see, if the person is helping you or something is good, and then criticizing or angry to you, bad, you see. So then, especially if I follow the attachment and subjection, okay. So now here, skies of reason, you see, all the past happiness I receive from him, from this person, all the present, all the future happiness, all the future samsara happiness I receive from this person. Now, on top of that, then the even more important, more even more precious liberation from samsara, the even more precious the full enlightenment I receive from this person. So this now, you see, the kindest person like sky. So now here, you see, only the most positive, pure, like that. So now the next thing, so I would like to say that, request, this meditation or this, the discovering of kindness of others, this how so most precious kind that is sentient being for us. Not only these creatures here today, but what I would like to see, to suggest or request, is that daily life, to fill this with people in the office, at home, family, so we're in the street, when we're in the restaurant, all the people in the restaurant, you see, feel this, the depthless kindness. You see, all my treat and happiness I receive by the kindness. So to feel that same when we're in the street, people, see animals, dogs, cats, insects that we see in the road, birds around. You see people everywhere. See the most precious, most kind in my life. I receive all my happiness from them. You see, so to feel like this in our daily life, kindness of all the sentient beings. So I think, especially the person they, whom we call enemies, so treating the kindness, okay? Treating the kindness, by using this reason that I explained before. So then I think it brings so much peace and happiness in your life, in your heart. And you see, your heart's open to everybody, family, people in the office, everywhere, east, west, wherever you are, you see, human beings, non-human beings, even insects, you see, mosquitoes, or, you know, snakes, to everybody, your heart is opened. You see, everybody becomes your family, you know. Everybody, everyone, including the insects, you see, everybody becomes one family, you see. This is what you feel, like how you feel in your family, there, everybody so close to you, you see, so they feel also you are very close to them. You feel they are very close to you. So now here, you see, that feeling extended to the rest of the sentient beings. So become one big family. You see, like that. So the unbelievable peace and happiness. And then, so when you do that, so when you feel like this, then they also. You feel that they're close to your heart, to you, you see. Also, then they feel you're close to them. So, however, there's no gap between you and them, you see. It's all one family. So, this, you know, including the people living this earth, is one big family. Sun Tzu often talks that. Dalai Lama, you see, one big family. So like this, you see, so happy, your mind, every day life, your mind, day and night, your mind is so happy. So like this. Now, so everyone is most precious, most kind to you. They're more kinder, not by quality, by kindness, you see. The sentient beings are more kind than Buddha. Sentient beings are more kind than Buddha, Dhamma, Sangha. Not precious by quality, because Buddha has the highest quality, you see. So, in regards to kindness, why? Because Buddha, Dhamma, Sangha, Buddha came from sentient beings. I already explained before, Buddha came from Bodhisattva, Bodhisattva came from Bodhijitta, Bodhisattva came from great compassion generated by depending on the obscured. Each and every single obscure suffering sentient beings. Now it's very clear, Buddha came from sentient beings. For each and every single sentient beings. So Dharma which came from Buddha came from the sentient beings. Sangha which came from Buddha came from the sentient beings. That whom we take refuge all every day. You see, before we begin any practice, we begin with refuge Bodhicitta as a Mahayana practitioner. You see, so with this Buddha Dharma Sangha, which came from sentient beings. So, you see, sentient beings are more kinder. So Gautama Geshe explained that, you see, the ordinary people in the world regard, you see, Buddha, Dharma, Sangha more precious than sentient beings. But as Dharma practitioner, you see, then we should regard the sentient beings as more precious than Buddha Dharma Sangha. Then you see, ordinary people in the world cherish the I more than, you see, than others. But Dharma practitioner must cherish others more than oneself. Then the Dharma practitioner, you see, seeking, they say, the ordinary people in the world, they seek happiness this life, you see, then seeking happiness of future life. In this life is more important happiness. But Dharma practitioner, you see, should seek the happiness of future life. Happiness of future life is more important than this life happiness. So there are Gautama Gacchis, they have advice like this. You see, most effective, you see, advice and practice. So, like that. So this. And so therefore now, no way we can harm to the sentient being. No way to harm. Impossible to harm. You see, impossible to get angry to them. Impossible to harm. Impossible to criticize. Anything you see to harm. You see, no way. Only to benefit. Even small happiness you can offer. You see, that's even small comfort, small happiness you can offer is so precious. It's incredible lucky, you know. You are so lucky, you know, humble, you see, to able to offer even small comfort, small pleasure to them, you see, to the sentient beings. It's incredible good luck. So precious. It's something that when you do when you're able to offer small service to a sentient being, even to one sentient being, it's something that makes most happy your life. So now you see Buddha, the Bodhisattva. Now the Bodhisattva, you see how the mother feel her beloved child. You see, mother cherished her child most, more than her life. You know, anything best she give to the child. You see, if somebody say a few bad words, you know, criticize to her child, she get hurt so much. If somebody prays a few good words, sweet words to her, to the child, so, now finish up. Sorry, it took time. If somebody says some nice words to the child, the mother, it makes the mother so happy, unbelievable. So now the Bodhisattva, who cherishes sentient beings most, you see, that's everything for sentient beings. So therefore, now, this sentient being, mosquito, or this person, you see, who is angry to you, however, this is cherished most by Bodhisattva. Cherished most by Bodhisattva. You see, so Bodhisattva, he attained the path from life, everything for this sentient being. So now there are numberless Bodhisattvas who cherish this mosquito, this, you see, person. You see, so small harm to this person, to this animal, it harm to the Bodhisattva. So small comfort, small happiness you're able to give this insect, this person, that's the best, what makes most happy the Bodhisattva. Now same Buddha, one Buddha, you see, they say, cherish most it is sentient beings. So Buddha became, you see, achieved enlightenment for the sake of sentient beings. So therefore, the little harm, say, even small harm to sentient being, it harm to them. Even small benefit to them, it's a best offering, small happiness, comfort to them, best offering to the Buddhas, to the numerous Buddhas. So this is what we have to remember every day, to be aware. So that's all here. So therefore now the liberating, the saving the lives of others. So this now here become, unbelievable, you see, say, service to them. then this is the best offering to the numberless Bodhisattvas, numberless Buddhas, all the holy beings. So, besides benefit to them. So thank you very much. So I brought Lama Tsongkhapa Tsatsa, made by Lama Tsongkhapa, this stupa that he daily practiced. And here contains Lama Adisha's Tsatsa, the Namjalma deity, long life deity made by him, his own hand. And there's Nagarjuna's relic, Buddha's relic given by his for circumambulation, so that for that. Then again, I would like to thank very much. From bottom of my heart for the skies of benefit, the master, sentient beings.